Welcome to Torah Mechav, Torah to Oyu Women's Initiative. My name is Michal Haaretz, and today we'll be studying the Haftorah for Nitzavim Vayelech. Wow. The final Haftorah, the seventh of the Shiva Dinechamta, the culmination of the process of consolation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Nevi'im, through Yeshayahu, offers to Klal Yisrael in the aftermath of Churban, that takes us to the new year. The Haftorah is lengthier than some of the ones in the past that we have studied. It's from Sefer Yeshayahu, Parak Samech Aleph, Pasuk Yod, through Parak Samech Gimel, Pasuk Tes. Here we go. When Nitzavim and Vayelech are read together, like this year, this is the Haftorah, and it is the seventh and the final of the Shiva Dinechamta. It opens up so beautifully, and of course that means that the whole theme is going to be the ultimate consolation. Here we go. Perek Samech Aleph Pasuk Yud. Sos Asis BaHashem. Wow. Rejoice. I will surely rejoice in Hashem. Tagel Nafshi BeElokai. My soul will rejoice in my God. Ki Hil Bishani Bigdei Yasha. Why? Because God has cloaked me in garments of salvation. Me'il Tzedakah Yatani. With a robe, a me'il of righteousness, Hashem has cloaked me. Kechason Yechahein Peher V'chachala Ta'ada Chaleh. Wow. Like a groom who is donned in splendor, and like a kala who bedecks herself with ornaments, with jewels. Ki ka'aretz totzi tzimcha ukegana zeru eha tatzmiach. Just like the earth produces its growth, it gives forth its growth, and just like a garden sprouts its seed, kein Hashem Elokim yatzmiach tzedaka utehila neged kol hagoyim. So to Hashem God will sprout strength and praise, tzedaka and tehila, righteousness and praise before all the nations. How gorgeous this imagery of joy. Sos asis b'Hashem. Tzion, Am Yisrael, the Navi says, will rejoice in Hashem like a bridegroom dressed in splendor, like a bride adorned with her jewels, beauty, love, new beginnings, redemption. Just as the earth produces vegetation, just as a garden causes things to grow, Hashem causes righteousness, tzedakah, utehila, and praise opposite all the nations of the world. Ah, pasuk samech beis. No, what am I saying? Perek samech beis, pasuk aleph. Laman Sion lo echsha. A lot of the psukim from this nevuah are very famous. You may be familiar with some of these phrases. Laman Sion lo echsha. For the sake of Tzion, I will not be silent. Laman Yerushalayim lo eshkot. And for the sake of Jerusalem, I will not be quiet. Ad yetzi kenogat tzedakah v'yishu asa kilapid yivar lapid. It's like a lightning bolt. I will not be still, and I will not be silent for Tzion and Yerushalayim until her righteousness emerges as a glow. And the salvation will blaze like a lightning bolt, like a torch, lapid. Lapid is eshos lapidos, like a torch, like a light. V'ra'u goyim tzidkech. And on the end of days, all nations will see your righteousness. No longer will they demean, deride, revile, reject the beauty of the land of Israel, for the people of Israel. The nations will see your righteousness. V'chol melachim kivodich. All kings will see your kavod. V'karalach shem chadash asher pi Hashem yikavena. You will be called a new name, a name that God, Hashem God, will designate for you. V'ha'isa ataras tiferas b'yad Hashem. Wow. There'll be a crown of glory in the hand of Hashem. Utsnif melucha bekaf elokayach. I mean, verse 3 over here. There'll be a crown of glory and a splendor, a royal splendor in the palm of Hashem. Lo yamar loch ad azuva v'la'artzeich lo yamar ad shemama. It will no longer be said that you have been abandoned. Your land will no longer be called desolate. Pasuk Dalet, why not? Ki lecha yikari cheftziba. Jerusalem has 70 names. One of them is cheftziba. My desire is in here. You will now be called cheftziba. Ula artzeich ba'ula. And your land will be wedded, will be called like a marriage. Klal Yisrael and Yerushalayim will be restored to their intimacy once again, just like a husband and a wife. Ki chafetz Hashem bach, because Hashem desires you. He will marry kaviyacha, Your land will be wed. Kival bachar besula yivlu ayich banaych. Just like a young man marries a virgin, so too your children, Jerusalem, will be glad with you, will marry you. Umisos chasan al kala. Just like a chasan rejoices over a kala, yasis alayich. Elokayach, your God will rejoice over you. Oh, another famous pasuk, pasuk vav, alcho masayach Yerushalayim. On your walls, O Jerusalem, hivkadeti shamrim kol hayom v'chol halayla. I've appointed watchmen over your walls all day and all night. Lo tamid lo yachshu, they are there constantly and consistently. They will never be silent. The guards are there to stand watch over Jerusalem. And what do these watchmen do? You'll see. Hamazkirim es Hashem al dami lechem. You know what the watchmen do? They call upon Hashem. Kaviyach. And they say, Hashem, we are reminding you, do not be quiet. Al titni damim lo. Hashem, do not afford quiet. Do not give you quiet. Meaning, Hashem, you cannot be silent. Ad yuchonin v'ad yasim es Yerushalayim tehil ba'aretz. Until Jerusalem is established and placed as a praise on the land. Nishba Hashem biyamino ubizro uzo. Hashem takes an oath by his right hand, by his outstretched arm, signs of Hashem of strength. Hashem took us out of Egypt. I'm in Pasuches now. Perek Samech Beis Pasuches. Beyad chazako ubizro v'nituya. With a strong arm, Hashem. And Hashem, you swore by that strong arm. And you swore by yamin. Yamino, your right hand. Your right is a hand of strength. Like we say in Az Yashar, Perek Tesvav of Shemos. Yamin Hashem na dari bekoach. So here too, the Navi invokes this imagery of Hashem taking an oath by his right hand, by his mighty arm, which are signs of the strength of God. Im etain as de ganech od marchal o vayich. Hashem says, your grain will no longer be your grain, your dagon and tirosh. Your grain will no longer be food for your enemies. Im yishtu b'nei nechar tirosheich asher yagatvo. Part of the curses in Bechukosai and Kisavo is that we will plant and toil, but we won't benefit. Our enemies will benefit. And here Hashem says, your grain will no longer be food for your enemies, and your vineyards will no longer turn into wine that will be enjoyed by those strangers who come to destroy you. Pasuk Tes, ki ma'af ma'as fav yochlu. Those who harvest the grain will eat and enjoy the grain. V'hilidu as Hashem. And through that grain will praise Hashem. Umekabtsov yishtu, mekabtsov, gatherers like kibbutz, and those who gather it in, yishtu bechatzos kachi, will drink the wine in the courtyard of my sanctuary. Imagery of praising Hashem and drinking wine on the grounds of the holy Beit HaMikdash, using these things to serve. When do we use grain? The Karban Omer of Chag HaPesach, 16 Nisan. The Shtei HaLachem of Chag HaShavuos, the two wheat breads. Every time a Karban Mincha, Solo, Belula, Beshemen. Ivru b'sha'arim panu derech am pasuk yud. The prophet describes the coming of the crowds to Hashem's holy city. Pass, ivru b'sha'arim. Pass through the gates. The city will be so crowded. Panu derech am, clear the way of the people. Solu hamasila. Pave the highway. Saklu me'even, clear it of stones. Harimu nes al ha'amim. Raise the banner. The banner of what? That Jerusalem is being redeemed. Hashem Shechina is returning. The people are coming home. Raise a banner over the nations of the world who hate us. Now, who will ultimately know the truth? Hine Hashem hishmia al ketzei ha'aretz. Imru levatzi on hine yish'eich ba'apasogirav. Wow! Hashem is announced, Hashem is made heard to the ends of the earth, saying to the daughter of Tzion, behold, your salvation and Savior is here. Hine secharo ito upulaso lefana. Behold, his reward that he will give you is with him. And the reward that he will pay you is before him. Hashem will pay us back in a positive way, a reward for serving him. V'karu lahem am hakodash. Am Yisrael will be called the holy nation. Gu'ulei Hashem. Those who have been redeemed by Hashem. V'lach yikari derusha ir lo ne'ezav. And Jerusalem will be called derusha ir, a city that is sought after. Lo ne'ezav, not a city that is abandoned. Now we come to Perek Samech Gimel. And here we have imagery as a Kadosh Baruch Hu is a mighty warrior who has fought the fight of Tzion and the fight of Am Yisrael to bring our redemption. Pasuk Parak Samach Gimel Pasuk Aleph. Ready? Miza ba me Edom The Navi says, who is this who is coming from Edom? Edom, of course, is the galus that we are in. Arba galus, which Avraham Avinu foresaw in the Bris Bein HaBasharim, Eima Cheshecha Gedola Nofelos, Alav, the Medrash says, Eima Zubavel Cheshecha Parazumadai, Eima Cheshecha Gedola, Yava Nofelos, Alav, Edom, Bavel, Yava, Parazumadai, Yavan, Edom. And the Midrash says, Avram Avinu saw all the Malachim, the first three, going up and coming down the ladder, and Edom went up the ladder, and Avram Avinu didn't see it coming back down the ladder. But ultimately, in the end of days, Edom will have their descent. And this is the imagery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is a mighty warrior coming from fighting Edom. Miza Bami Edom, who is this that I see coming from Edom? Chamutz begadim mibtsara zahadur bavushotsoa berov kocham, coming in red clothed garments from the city of Batsra, shining in military attire, striding tsoa in abundant strength, tsoa berov koch, walking, striding in abundant strength. Animi de berbit staka, Rav Lahoshia. I speak with justice, says this figure who is coming from Edom. Rav Lahoshia, there is much in my hand to bring salvation. Pasuk Beis, Madua Adam Le Levu Shecha. And the Navi says to this figure in red, why are your garments red? Ubigadecha Kidorech Begas. And your garments look like you were just treading in the wine press. Pura Dar Da Rachti Levadi Ume Amim Ein Ish. And the figure announces, why am I red? Why do my garments look like I was trotting in a wine press? I've trodden the wine press, Levadi, alone. And from the other nations, there was no one with me. The Ed Rechem Ba'api, I pounded upon them in my fury. The Armisein Bechamasi, I trampled them in my wrath. Vizyez Nitzcham Al Begadai, V'chol Mabushai, egg all tea, and their lifeblood has splashed against my garments. I am dirty, my attire, my malbush is dirty with their blood. Kiyom nakam bilibi. There is a day of revenge, of vengeance in my heart. Ushnasku ulai ba'a. Wow, the time, the year of my redemption has come. To Kosh Baruch Hu, speaking to the Navi. The Navi sees Kaviyachal, a vision of Hashem, as a warrior. Yamin Hashem Nedari Bekoach, Yamin Hashem Tirats Oyev, says Moshe Rabbeinu and Az Yashir, the people. Hashem smashes our enemy, and the Navi sees this image of a Kosh Baruch Hu as a mighty warrior. And his clothing, Kaviyachal, are stained in red. And the Navi says, who is coming from Edom? At the time when the angel of Edom will finally come back down the ladder that Avraham Avinu foresaw, why are your garments red? Hashem says, Levadi. I trod upon them like the grapes in a wine press all by myself. There was no one with me. And I smashed them and I trod them with my wrath. I'm sorry, I don't know why I just said that. With my wrath. And it is this victory that is splattered upon my garments, because it is the day of vengeance in my heart, finally. After so many millennia of galus and churban. You know, the day I'm recording this on the English calendar is the 20th yahrzeit of the Sabaru bombing. Remember Malki Roth? She was 15 years old. On her phone, she had a sticker that said, Asur Ledaber Lashon Hara. Malki Roth had a very handicapped sister who she was very involved with. She was in Sabaru for pizza. Remember Judith Lillian Greenbaum? I don't know her Hebrew name, please forgive me. She was actually from my neighborhood from Mudbir. She was a teacher. I'm not sure if it was in Halb or Haftar, but people have told me she was a teacher. She was her parents' only child, and she was expecting. She was married. She was expecting what would have been her and her husband's first child and her parents' first grandchild. And Judith Lillian Greenbaum and her unborn child were both murdered that day. And on this day, when Hashem comes back from Edom with his garments splattered with red, and the Navi says, who is that who is coming? Why are your garments splattered with red? Hashem says, Pura Darachti Levadi. I alone brought this salvation. Umei Amim Ein Yishiti. There was no one with me, says Hashem, from any of the nations of the world who helped me, Kaviyach, in this battle. Adrachim Ba'api, in my wrath, I trampled upon them. Kiyam Nakam Bilibi, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the end of days will be aroused in his heart to bring vengeance upon our enemies. Ushnas Gu'ulai Ba'a. Wow, the year of my redemption is here. Va'abi Pasuk Adalet. Pasuk Hey, just joking. Samach Gimel Pasuk Hey. Va'abi Ve'ein Ozer. And I looked around and there was no helper. The Ashtomim Ve'ein Somech. I inquired. There was no supporter. Va'tosha Li Zeroi. My own arm brought my salvation. Brought salvation to me. V'chamasi Hi Semach Tini. And my fury, my chamas, my chamasi, my wrath, it is what supported me. Kaviyach, the Shechina is speaking about bringing redemption to itself. We know when Kaish was in exile, Shechinta begalusa, the Shechina is also in exile. And we mourn and cry and remember 25th year since the Sabar bombing. 25 is Ko. There's a whole piyut. There's a whole kina. An Eicha, written by Kalir, called Aye Ko. Hashem, where's the promise of Ko? With Ko, Am Yisrael was founded. Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, Bereishis 15:5, Im Tucha Lisparosam Ko Yezarech, or Salvatrix says, Ko is the word by which Knesset Yisrael were founded. When Avram and Yitzchak go to the Akedah, Avram says to the two lads who are with them, Shulachan Po Im Hachomor, Vani Vanaron Necho Ad Ko Venishtachavan. Me and the lad will go yonder Ad Ko to receive the promise of Ko. Yaakov Avinu, when he's breeding sheep, and he says to his wives, your father tricked me 100 times. Im Ko Amar, Nekudim Yescharecha Nekudim. If your father said Ko, Ko. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov all saw were promised the fulfillment of Moshe Rabbeinu. When he goes out and he kills the Mitzri, Perek Beis, he goes out on the first day, Perek Beis, Pesuk Yud Aleph, Vayigdal Moshe, Vayetzech, Vayar Besivlosam, Vayar Ish, Mitzri, Ma'ake Ish, Ivri Mecha, Vayifen Ko, Vako, Vayar Kein Ish. He looked to see, is this the fulfillment of Ko? And he struck the Egyptian and he hit him in the sand. What's the first word of Matan Torah? Shemos 19:3. Hashem says to Moshe, Kol somar l'beis Yaakov v'tageid l'bnei Yisrael. What's the first word of Birkas Kohen, Parshas Naso, the end of Perek Vav, and Bamidbar, Pasuk Chav Beis. And Hashem said, Tal Aaron, Kol sivarchu es b'nei Yisrael. Bless him with the bracha of Ko. The 25th year. Since the Sabar bombing. Look how much has happened in 25 years. Look at October 7th. Who could have imagined? How many Kedoshim, Rechvat Alitzlan, blood fills the land, the Kavarim, the massacred on October 7th, the hostages who suffered in horror in Gaza, the Chayalim who have fallen defending our land. Say Hashem, where is Ko? So 25th year since Malki Rav, Judith Lillian Greenbaum, the Shush Yavidar family, 5 members, 2 parents and 3 children. Where is Ko? And Hashem says, Ki Yom Nakom Belibi, don't worry, my children. The day of vengeance is coming in my heart. Ushnas Geuli Ba, Geulai Ba. The Shechinta is also in Golas. Hashem says, the year of my redemption is here. And I look, there's no one to help. And I looked around, there's no one to support. And my own strong arm brought me salvation, says the Shechina. And my own wrath is what I leaned upon. Pasuk Vav, Va'avus Amim, I trampled upon the nations, Ba'api, in my anger. Va'ashakrem b'chamasi, I made them drunk, just like a drunk person cannot help themselves. The Kodesh Baruch says, I made them drunk with my wrath. Va'orid la'aretz nitzcham ha. Ava Orid La Aretz Nitzcham. Their Nitzchius, their eternity, they believed they would be forever. I lowered them down into the ground. Pasuk Zayin, the end of the Haftorah, and the end of the Shiva de Nechamta, the last 3 psukim. Chaste Hashem Azkir, Tehilos Hashem Ka'al Kol Asher Gamalnu Hashem. The kindness of a God I will remember, the praise of God, in accordance with all that Hashem has done for us, the Rav Tuv LeBeis Yisrael, and all the abundance of good to the house of Israel, Sher Gamalam Kirachamav Ukirav Chasodav, that Hashem did for us in His great mercy, in His great kindness, Pasuches, Vayomer Ach Ami Hema Banim, Lo Yishakeru, and Hashem said, they are my nation, they are my children, there will be no falsehood. Ayihi Laham Lemoshia, And he, Hashem, was to us a savior. Pasuk Tas, we've gone through the Shiva, the Nechamta, we've gone from the Churban of Tisha B'Av to Ba'azor Hashem, Hashana Tova, Mesuka, please Akash Baruch Hu. Arouse and arise, Kumi Ori, Kiva Orech, Ukvar Hashem Aleich Nigla. Hashem, it's time. Shnas Ge'ulai Ba'a. Don HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want your Reshchina to return to Tzion and Yerushalayim. Last week we spoke about Or Mansur. Today we speak about Malki Rath, Judith Lilly, and Grimam, the Shushya Vitter family, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bechol Tzorasham, last Pasuk of the Haftorah, 5786. Bechol Tzorasham, Lo Tzar. In all of their troubles, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also troubled. Umalach Panav Hoshiam. And the angel of Hashem's presence, describing the Shechina, saved them. Ba'ahava so, through his love, ubechem maso, and through his compassion, hu ga'olam, he redeemed them, vayinatvim, and he took them, almost like planted. Vayinatvim, no, not planted. And he took them, vayinasim, he lifted them up. Kol yamei olam, like all of the days of the world. When the redemption comes, it will be full of light. It will be full of consolation. It will be full of glory. It will be so clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam, the sustainer of the world, the one who is always moving the wheels of history. We are like his children, and he will wed us like a bride and a groom. Yerushalayim and Zion will be cloaked in splendor. The light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will shine to the entire world. And as Hashem himself, Bekodo, Ubaatzmo, Beuzo, Ubiyamino, will trample upon our enemies who seek to destroy us. And once again, Jerusalem will be restored like the crown of our nation. The Beit HaMikdash will be rebuilt. The Shechina will dwell in our midst. On that great day, Be'azor Hashem, we should be zorcha to see the fulfillment of these beautiful seven prophecies. Me'amakei Halif, I wish every single one of you Ashana Tova Umusuka, a year that is both good and sweet. Akasiva, Lechasima Tova, Lacham, Lemishbechoseyam, La Amenu, Ule Artseinu, Amen, La Amen. Call to have, and thank you so much to all.